AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's received an apology from the BBC for what it acknowledges was a misleading edit. Ed Donahue has details.
The BBC says Chair Samir Shah sent a personal letter to the White House. He apologized, but strongly disagreed there was a basis for a defamation lawsuit. The president's lawyer threatened a $1 billion lawsuit. The dispute was sparked by an edition of the BBC flagship current affairs series, Panorama, broadcast days before the 2024 election. The edits were from a speech on the day of the Capitol riot. Amanda Carey lives in London.
It's something that should never have happened. They're supposed to be a paragon of impartiality.
A third-party production company made the film and spliced together three quotes from two sections of the speech into what appeared to be one quote in which the president urged supporters to march with him and fight like hell. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The president has made it very clear that this is a leftist propaganda machine that is unfortunately subsidized by British taxpayers.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The longest government shutdown in U.S. history is over, but it's going to take some time to get everything back up and running. Airlines are expressing optimism that they can resume normal operations just a few days after the Federal Aviation Administration lifts its order to cut flights at 40 major airports. Last night, the FAA announced airlines won't have to cut more than the 6% of flights they've already scrapped. Charlotte, North Carolina is preparing for the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. The Mecklenburg County Sheriff says federal officials plan to deploy U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents as early as this weekend. The Justice Department sued to block the new congressional district boundaries approved by California voters. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom had pushed them in response to a similar Republican-led effort in Texas. And the Navy's most advanced aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, is expected to reach the waters off Venezuela in the coming days. This is AP News. Baseball news. Dodgers two-way star Shohei Ohtani won his fourth MVP award in a unanimous vote for the NL honor. The Yankees' Aaron Judge earned the AL MVP for the third time. And Kevin Coolbaugh has a look at the Cy Young winners.
Finding new ways to get better and going out there and doing it.
Paul Skenes has won the National League Cy Young Award in a unanimous vote, becoming the first pitcher in 40 years to win Rookie of the Year one season and a Cy Young Award the next. The 23-year-old right-hander led the majors with a 1.97 ERA and struck out 216 batters for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Detroit Tigers ace Tarek Skubal won his second straight American League Cy Young Award. Skubal posted a 13-6 record with a 2.21 ERA. Skubal is the 12th pitcher in MLB history to capture a Cy Young in back-to-back seasons. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.